Hey, have you ever gone to an opera or seen a musical? You know when they have that intermission break in between acts where you get up and go get a snack at a snack bar or maybe get a cup of coffee or hot cocoa and then you go chit-chat with your friends? Well, that's what we're doing in this episode as we take a quick intermission break before we finish the High Sierra series. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stuff Belle Says podcast. My name is Belle, if you already don't know, but this episode is all about random ramblings about things we do and talk about in the middle of waiting. I mean, haven't we all been waiting this entire year for many, many things? And we know that this COVID season has made us look at life a little bit different. And for those of us who live in the city, we've been put on hold. And a lot of good things has happened because of that. But we have been put on hold and we've been in the waiting. So like this podcast, you know, this is a quarantine project that has now become a fun and creative avenue for things to get expressed, some thoughts that I otherwise probably would not have been able to do. Another thing that I realize is that this quarantine season, my daughter wrote a song and put it up on Spotify over quarantine. And I'll put a link on that on the show notes that way you guys can take a look at that. I baked a lot of things over this entire quarantine, which, you know, I don't normally do on a regular basis, you know, because when my daughter was going to school, going to school to an actual school, not homeschool / online schooling, I had to drive her. And because of that, I was busy, you know, I was always out of the house and always have to do something or pick up something. So now that you can't, I did a lot of things that are more in-house, and I baked a lot of things. I watched a lot of YouTube videos for the first time in my life because I never have time for that stuff. I, in fact, don't watch TV. And yeah, I know I'm kind of like a dinosaur, you know, in that sense, because I don't actually watch TV. I don't even watch a lot of movies like I used to. I used to watch, my goodness, in high school, I used to go to the movies every weekend and watch movies. But that's one of those things that have really changed as I got older. I only put gas every month, if that, every other month, you know, every few weeks. But for the majority of us in the outdoorsy world, the trails were closed for a while. So we had to learn how to wait. You know, we had to learn to wait for the time they open. And during that moment, you know, we've had many times that we kind of have to compensate for those activities that we wanted to do, but did not get to do during this quarantine season. So anyway, this episode is like I said, like you're watching an opera, you know, or a Broadway musical where you get that 20-minute intermission break. And really, though, that was my life back in college. I was a music student and I heard and performed all kinds of music. You know, it was an amazing season of life. And it was always a nice time during intermissions when I usually get to catch up with some folks, and everyone's guards are usually down because, you know, you're so relaxed watching this show or an opera, for example, super intense or whatever. Reading subtitles, because that's just how it was. A lot of the operas are not in English. And so it was nice to have like this focused time. And this is back in the day, man, when we didn't even have Facebook or Instagram. And Facebook was probably just beginning when you had to have a .edu account to even get Facebook. But, you know, that's besides the point. But, you know, everyone gets to have this wonderful time together during intermission, and you get to go get your coffee or you go to the bathroom or you chat with folks, and everyone's dressed in fancy clothing. You know, you talk about random stuff and you talk about just catching up on things in life. And that's kind of how this episode is about, how it came about. Oh my gosh, I can't talk today. But really, COVID has put us in this place where we have had time to think about life. And I wanted to share a few things that I'm doing and have done over the past few months. You know, we have one more episode left of the High Sierra Trail series. It's the final one where I talk with my hiking buddies who went with me to the High Sierra and things that we've learned there. And that is part two of the lessons. And part 4 of 4, I know it's like a lot of things to remember, but it's an episode about that. So while we wait, I wanted a little bit of a chit chat. See, I told you I can't talk today. So yeah, go grab that cup of coffee, sit down, and let's chat for a bit, because I think there are a few things that we can talk about as if we're in the middle of this show and just kind of figuring out what's going on in your life, what's going on in my life, and all that kind of stuff. So let's begin with things I have done after the High Sierra Trail. I did a few small hikes locally, and I'll put some of these things in the show notes just so you know where you might be able to go. This is between like the range of 5 to I would say almost 8 miles, you know, 8 mile range. And these are just like weekend hikes, you know, small little hikes. I did like a local one in Simi Valley called Rocky Peak. That's actually an interesting one because there are a lot of false peaks for that. And I always get lost for some reason. I've been there so many times and I still get lost when we're about to approach the summit or the peak. But finally, I was able to get back there. That was kind of like our little active recovery right after the High Sierra. Then we did this potato chip rock in San Diego, California, where it's like a rock that looks like a potato chip from afar. At a certain angle, it looks like a potato chip, and it kind of looks scary if you're on it because you don't know if it's going to break. You know, it's like super thin. That was a fun one. You know, it's quite of a drive for us because that's about 2 hours, but, you know, we made the most of it. There is a trail in Malibu called Ray Miller, and this is actually towards the end of the Backbone Trail. I've done this before, but if you just do that section, it's really short. It's like about 6 miles, and there is a what I call the home trail is Stunt Road, Stunt Trail, Stunt Ranch, that whole area. I really don't know what it's called because it's just like no name, but I think it's called Saddle Peak. I've actually been to the peak, and it's not as great as where I actually end at this one rock where it overlooks the ocean. And I like that one. And then my last one is just one up in Santa Clarita, California called Towsley Canyon. That one's just, you know, again, short little hikes, you know, after the High Sierra. We haven't done anything significant because of the fires and a lot of things that have been going on in California right now. The Bobcat fire has already been contained, I would say. I'm not sure if I'm accurate, but at least close to 80% of it. There's still a little bit left. And man, these firefighters have really just risked their lives for that. I believe one of them have passed because of that. I don't know if it was the same fire, but it might be another one. But yeah, it's just been after the High Sierra, it's just been a lot of small hikes, consistent like HIIT workouts. You know, I try to run here and there, but you just can't get me running, man. This is just one of those things where I really would only run if I'm training for a marathon. Other than that, I will not be running. So that's basically what I've been doing. A lot of like home HIIT workouts. Those are good. Those are really good because they really just help out with, you know, being able to stay active and do things from your home. And that's really been strengthening a lot of parts of my body that I probably wouldn't get while I'm hiking. So yeah, that's just stuff that I have done after the High Sierra activity wise. Over the course of the quarantine, I have done a lot of reading, and I'll focus on this because really books are one of those things that I actually enjoy. But over in the beginning of this year, 2020, I wanted to read more, but I know I didn't have a list of things that I wanted to read, but I wanted to just read more. I used to read a lot and life happens. I didn't get to read. Maybe I'll average like one or two a year. But during the quarantine, it has helped me really read a lot more. So during this time of waiting, I really did read a lot. And so I'm going to list down just a few things that I read. And as of today, I'm working on the next book, which I'm probably like a third of the way now, but I've read like 6 books over the past, I don't know, 6-7 months, I'm not sure. And this is the most I've read in I would say past 5 years, and I learned so much from it. So the first book that I read over this quarantine season is this book called Everybody Always by a guy named Bob Goff. I'll put all the stuff on the show notes, that way you guys can see what they are and where you guys can get them. And I don't get any money for putting their links on here. I wish I did, but you know, just supporting other people. So Everybody Always is a book that I read. It's about becoming love in a world full of setbacks and difficult people. Oh, that was such a good book. Every time I usually read it like before I would sleep, because I just felt like I didn't want to finish this book. I wanted to constantly read it and like just read it all the time because the stories are just so amazing. He's such a great storyteller. And yeah, it was about becoming love, and what you do is an act of love to people on a day-to-day basis. And he would share stories about that. And that was such a cool book. I actually would love to read that book again. The other book that I read is called Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons. And this is about trading stress and anxiety for a life of peace and purpose. This one's really cool. After reading Everybody Always, I just felt like, oh, I missed that book. And so now I'm going into another style of writing. And at first I was like, ah, this is very simple. You know, I thought it wasn't anything that I can finish because I felt kind of bored on the first couple of chapters. However, as I kept going, I realized that I actually needed this a lot. It was talking about stress and anxiety and her experience with anxiety and how she has overcome that and how to trade that with a life of peace and purpose. So I actually also enjoy this book very much so. And yeah, I put the link on that too. And you guys can take a look at it if you like to read that one. The next book that I read was a book called People Fuel. This one's a little bit of a heady book. It's by John Townsend, Dr. John Townsend. And in fact, he is the co-author of the book called Boundaries that he co-wrote with Dr. Henry Cloud. They're both psychologists and they talk a lot about these things. And this book, People Fuel, talks about filling your tank for life, love, and leadership. And that was so cool because it talks about five things of what you need to basically fill in a tank that you have empty in your life unless you fill that with these types of people. I thought that was really awesome. It took me a while to read this because there are some, you know, heady things, some pretty nerdy psychological terminologies that I would not have been aware prior to reading that book. And so I learned a lot about that, which reminds me that it's really nice to explore into new avenues of topics that you don't otherwise would read because you learn things like that. You learn things like stuff that I would have not known when it comes to psychology, people, you know, and stuff like that. And I always like to learn about like leadership, how I can get better on certain things. And so People Fuel by John Townsend, that was a great read. I'll put the link on that as well. The next book that I read, I thought I was like, okay, well, here we are. I'm on a roll here. This is around like, I don't know, April of this year. It's a book called Didn't See It Coming by Carrie Newhoff. And this is about overcoming the seven greatest challenges that no one expects and everyone experiences. It talks about things like burnout, talks about things like being cynical, what that means, you know, how you can cure that type of stuff. It's really, really cool. This is, I'm going to say this to every book I read because I'm telling you, my mind was just, it was an open space where I was able to digest every single part of it and just enjoyed this learnings and new stuff that was coming into my brain. And I really recommend this book, you know, and these are books that I read as a hard copy. Everybody Always, The Rhythms of Renewal, People Fuel, Didn't See It Coming. These are books that I read as hard copies. And after that, I don't know why, but I stopped ordering stuff on Amazon and I read the next book on ebook. And at first I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to read an entire book on ebook or on the iPad because I like physical books. I like to highlight, I like to write, you know, I'm more like a tactile kind of reader if there was such a thing. But yeah, I do like to highlight stuff. So the next book that I read was called Scouting the Divine by a lady named Margaret Feinberg. And oh my gosh, I really do like her style of writing because she gets me. The first book that I read of her a couple of years ago is called Wonderstruck. Yeah, not Wander, but Wonderstruck. And that one talked a lot like backpacking and stuff like that of her own experiences and connecting that with wonder and the Bible, you know, and you guys know I'm a Christian, so I like to connect things with the word, and I like to connect things with what I'm seeing on the trails, you know, and stuff like that. And so I saw this on iBook. So anyway, Scouting the Divine, it's about searching for God in wine, wool, and wild honey. And she talks about her experiences with, say, wine, when what a vineyard is like, how long it takes. You know, she kind of takes all these metaphors and relates that into why did this person in the Bible say this about this, you know. And then she talked about wool, which is talking about shepherd, and there's the wild honey talking about like the beekeeper, and just like all the intricate details of that. And the way she writes, I really enjoy, because it's super adventurous. You know, if there was one way I would write, it's probably the way she writes. And it's funny because it's not always that a person writes a certain way that when you listen to them, which I started listening to her podcast, it's really awesome. It just sounds a little bit different than what I was expecting. You know, she is a great writer and she's a great author. And speaking is like completely different, because I do remember when I saw her live, and this is the first time I have met her, was at a conference out in Boston. And I listened to her and I was just like, I want to be able to support her with her book. So I just bought it, and that's when I started reading her book. It is completely different than how she spoke. You know, not to say it was a bad thing. It was just like completely different. And so I really like this book, Scouting the Divine. I finished that like pretty quickly because I really enjoy that one. And then the next book that I read, also an ebook, is this thing called How to Break Up with Your Phone. It's the 30-Day Plan to Take Back Your Life by Katherine Price. In fact, this book, I heard of it based off of a blog that I am following called Becoming Minimalist. And they mentioned this book for some reason. And I was reading an article from that blog, and or an email article that they send to you on a weekly basis or a daily basis. In fact, that's one of those things that I actually don't unroll. If you guys ever have this thing called unroll.me, they roll up all your emails that you don't want or junk that you have no time to unsubscribe. And these things kind of roll them up in one thing. And I did not roll that up because I wanted to see it in my inbox all the time. I love reading their articles, and I'll put that on the show notes too, just so you guys can see if that's something that interests you. But this book is called How to Break Up with Your Phone by Katherine Price. And this is a 30-day plan, which, in fact, I'll be honest, I did not do the plan. But I did do most of the things that she had mentioned. And I learned so much about the brain and stuff, which then led me to listening to a bunch of podcasts about neuroscience. It's just so odd. Like, how in the world am I interested all of a sudden with these kind of things? But it made me think about how our brain works and, you know, stuff like that. And so I really like that one. It kind of goes with this new documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. And if you guys are interested in that, it's out there. You know, I don't know if I recommend it 100%, but I do like some facts and things that they have mentioned on that documentary. And she talks about all these things in the beginning part of the book. So that's a great book to read. I did see someone comment about a post I had regarding this book on my personal account. And they're like, oh, I'm going to buy that for my husband. And I'm like, oh, someone's addicted to their phone. So yeah, this is a great book. And I'm still working on a few other things. You know, there's a book called Hungry for God, which talks about hearing God's voice in the ordinary and the everyday. Oh, I'm enjoying this book too. It's also by Margaret Feinberg. One that I've been working on, it's a collection of true stories about people who have been orphans and stuff like that in Mexico, called Reckless Faith by Beth Guckenberger. And I'm also working on, actually I haven't touched this. I've just read the beginning part of it, but it's by Candace Owens called Blackout. And it's talking about how Black America can make its second escape from the Democrat plantation. So this is completely different. It's out of my realm. I'm not into a lot of politics or anything like that, but I wanted to see what she says about this stuff. So, you know, I bought it, and it's something that's on my list. So These are all currently on my list right now, and it's not something that I have read yet. So I'll let you guys know. And if you guys have any questions about these books, and I'm sure some of you are probably like thinking, what in the world are these books she's talking about? Hey, to each their own. You know, everybody's got a choice to what they want to read and stuff. And if you're interested in that kind of thing, hey, go for it. You know, these are just stuff that I've been enjoying over the past few months, and it's been really cool. Really, reading has really changed the course of life, you know, and I would highly, highly encourage for you to read, because you not only learn new vocabularies, but you also learn just a bunch of other things about other people and new concepts and stuff like that. Okay, so food I'm eating. What am I eating? Gosh, in this past couple of weeks, I've been plant-based / vegetarian. I've been meatless. You know, I feel like I'm eating trail food sometimes, but I'm enjoying the cleansing part of it, though. It's kind of difficult to do, really. I mean, at first I thought it was going to be fine because I'm thinking I've been watching all these videos and I can learn about plant-based diet, but it's actually really difficult. I am such a plant. I'm such a carnivore. Like, I love meat. So this has been really hard, but it's learning to get the essentials into my body and looking at food a little bit differently. And that's something that, you know, I have been enjoying. And at the same time, I realize that this is not something I can do long term. But this is something that I also have learned that, hey, plants are great, you know, and I think we need more plants. I'm learning about plant-based proteins. I'm learning about all kinds of stuff that I otherwise would not have known have I not been in this, you know, little journey of plant-based vegetarian diet, meatless, I would say, because there are times on the weekends I do get some animal products inside my body, like cheese or butter or something like that. But during the week, I usually strictly try to do my best to be plant-based. And man, I'm just learning so much about this stuff. And that's pretty much what I'm eating right now. And the next thing that I'm doing is practicing a lot of latte art with coffee. You guys know that I have a coffee company called Yonder Coffee. I'll put a link on that on the description, or not on the description. We're not on YouTube. We're on podcast. I'll put it on the show notes. And Yonder Coffee is expanding, and we're making in-house syrups and stuff like that. So I'm trying to master those things, getting my ratios down. And honestly, man, I'm enjoying a good cup of oat latte every single day as I practice on these art. For some of you guys who follow me on my personal account, I do post it there, not on the Stuff Bell Says account, because that does not relate to any type of trail or hiking at all. But if you do want to go there, sure, let's be friends on Instagram, you know? And if you're into coffee, hey, I'm into coffee too. And lastly, look, I told you guys, this is just an intermission. The music I'm listening to right now, I'm really into a lot of like folk type music, guitar, three chord type music. And I like this guy called Strahan. I really like his music. I'll put a link on that in description too. On the description, what in the world? It is a podcast on the show notes. Belle, you don't know what you're talking about. So music I am into is Strahan music. And gosh, every day has just been an adventure, guys. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, you know. I know this is just a little intermission episode, and I wanted to just say what's up, what's happening with my life right now. And my life's about to change in the next few weeks, and I'll tell you more about that later. So I have invited some guests to be on this podcast for the next series of episodes, so stay tuned for that. Let me know what's up on your end. I always love to have a conversation with people on Instagram or on text or on the phone. I love to get to know you, you know. Follow on Stuff Bell Says Podcast. Just let me tell you guys, I really appreciate that you guys are on here. And I know this is going to be a short one, but I just want to say thank you. This is our 8th official episode. And by the 10th episode, we're going to do a little something just to celebrate it, because gosh, this quarantine project has been pretty successful in my opinion. And I'm just glad that we are growing our community, and I want to do some things in the near future, you know. But for the meantime, hey, enjoy this podcast, share it to other people. Rate, review, do all kinds of things that you can, post about it, because I just want to get as much content for you guys out there when it comes to trails and lessons and life lessons and stuff like that, because that's really what I want to do and be able to include you guys in all these adventures that we can do on a day-to-day basis. So anyway, guys, until next time, I will talk to you soon. And thanks again so much for listening to the Stuff Bell Says podcast. Bye-bye.